Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everyone. Today is August 2nd, 2016, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and today's show, Unveiling the Psychic Truth, with your host, myself, Courtney Overfield. And if you've never listened to my show, I want to first off highly recommend that you go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on Unveiling the Psychic Truth underneath hosts, and you can actually go back and you can listen to all my shows in archive. One of the new awesome features of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio is the capability of being able to join fan clubs. Each show now has its own fan club. So whether you're listening to my show or you like listening to some of the other hosts, feel free to go in there and join the fan clubs. It's really super easy to sign up, and you can leave comments and posts and so forth and so on for the hosts. You can also ask them to maybe do a particular subject material or something along those lines too. And I always take those recommendations. So if there's something that you would specifically like to hear about on my show, or if there's a specific topic that you would like me to cover, definitely contact me. You can do so by going to my website, divinetemperance.com, email moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. You can call me personally at 313-516-8210, or you can go on my Facebook page, Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield, and you can contact me through there. I always like to hear feedback and comments and questions, and a lot of times my subject material for my shows actually come from clients or come from listeners. So this month, I wanted to cover a particular topic, and the reason why is because it's starting to come up more and more and more. More and more people, it seems, are really opening up to the gifts of their intuition, starting to pick up on a lot of different things. I just went out and did the holistic fair for the Mount Clemens Gibraltar Trade Center this weekend, and I was really amazed about how many people would come up to me and tell me, I'm starting to open up, I'm starting to work with my gifts, I'm starting to work with my intuition, I'm trying to figure out what it is. Some would ask for advice, some felt really confident. It was even interesting to see people who were, purchasing stones or picking up stones. And, just because I heard they have energy, I heard that they work, I heard that they can help. And I was really, really impressed by all the parents out there that were teaching and showing their kids that stones all have energy and, a particular one will work a particular way and so forth. It was actually very amazing. But with this awakening, with this newfound knowledge and experience and this newfound connection to spirit and the higher realms, more and more information is starting to come through on a channeling level, on a mediumship level, on a spirit level, on a presence level. And more people are starting to pay attention to those messages. So, one of the things that I want to go over first is we as an individual get messages from many different sources. A lot of psychics that you'll talk to will say, well, I get my messages from spirit. And what do they mean by spirit? Well, we say spirit because it encompasses all spirits, all of spirit. And what that means is those messages could be coming from angels. Those messages could be coming from guides. Your personal spirit guides. Those messages could be coming from ancestors or spirits who are either really, ancestral, we're talking 50 years, 100 years, 500 years, or they could be ancestors in the sense of spirits that are very close to you. Your mom passed, your dad passed, your grandma passed, brother passed, so forth and so on. On the backlash of angels, most people don't consider this, but you can also get messages from higher beings, ascended masters. Jesus was considered an ascended master. Kuan Yin is considered an ascended master. You can also receive messages from God, if that's your faith, or goddesses or gods. You know, you might get a message from Athena, or dream about Artemis, or in return, have a dream about Ares, or kind of feel the presence of the gods and the goddesses. That is possible. So there's so many different variety of messages that you can get. The reason why I definitely wanted to point this out is because everybody has their own faith or their way of thinking or their way of believing, and that's perfectly okay. Those who tend to lean more towards, you know, maybe Catholic or Christianity and so forth and so on, they might find themselves getting more messages from angels. And maybe angels are you know, who they stick with or who they feel like they get their messages from. That doesn't exclude guides and ancestors and so forth, but maybe their higher beings are messages from God or angels. Whereas somebody who might study more of the Wiccan, shamanic, pagan paths, maybe their messages don't necessarily just come from angelic beings as much as they pull their messages from the god and the goddess or gods and goddesses. So it's not that you get preferential treatment, and it's that not that you necessarily have to prefer one over the other. It's that sometimes I would say spirit has a way of pulling the right person to give us the right message. And that is true of anyone. When you receive a message, no matter it's from, you know, an ancestor, a guide, or whoever's bringing it forward, you are not only meant to receive that message, but you are meant to receive it from the spirit, so to speak, that is pulling it forward. So I wanted to talk about the differentiation because, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that go, well, you know, it's only angels, or it's only ascended masters, and it's only this, and it's only that. You have, as an individual, always had the right to decide what you believe in and, you know, what spirits you want to allow yourself to connect to. You have that ability. But the thing about it is the more, you know, open you are, the more differentiations you'll receive. So feel free to pick and choose. But in the same sense, understand that you might have a higher being step forward to give you a message that maybe A, you've never worked with before, or B, it might be a little bit different. But spirit is not biased. Higher beings are not biased. You know, they're not looking at the situation going, well, you know, you only believe in Raphael, so you're not going to get a message from Apollo. That's not how it works. They are completely unbiased. Their job is to bring you the inspiration, the messages, the things that you need to hear to stay on your path. So, for example, when it comes to this situation, what I like to explain is years and years ago, one of the first messages I ever received that really kind of knocked me off my feet was I received a message from Artemis. And Artemis was a goddess that I liked, but I wasn't necessarily fully working with at the time. But she was the first goddess that came to me. And I didn't really recognize that it was Artemis. It actually took me, a hot second, so to speak, to figure out that that message was from her. And the message that came through was that I was dreaming every single night repetitively that I was standing on in a field that was overseeing a cliff, and I was wearing this long green dress, you know, that kind of the billowy ones in the movies where it kind of floats out behind you and it's all this sheer fabric and sheen fabric, and I had a bow in my hand. And I kept raising the bow, shooting an arrow, but I could never see where it would go. I never saw where the arrow landed. I would make my stance, I would raise my bow, I would shoot the arrow would fly in from, you know, the meadow into the woods, and, you know, behind me was the cliff, so to speak, overseeing the cliff, and I would never, ever see where that arrow would land. And I had this dream every single night repetitively for a little over a week. And I remember going, you know, this dream means something. It was extremely vivid. It was so vivid I could actually feel the feathers on the arrow against my cheek when I woke up. I could still feel them. And I was talking to a few of my friends, and one of them said, you know, instead of that being a message from an archangel and so forth, what if it's a message from a goddess? And which goddess would that be? And instantly I knew it was Artemis. You know, and once I recognized that it was her, and I felt that to my core, this is Artemis bringing me a message. This is Artemis trying to get my attention. This is Artemis letting me know that she is with me. The dream stopped. So, you know, messages can come in many different shapes, forms, and fashions. And the thing about that is that particular message, I didn't ask for, I didn't look for, but it came to me because it was supposed to. So moving into particular messages, you know, I will have a lot of people and a lot of clients ask me, you know, what messages can you possibly get? Or what are they there to show you? Or, you know, what does this message mean? Or who is giving it to me? So I want you to take one moment to think about a message or something that you received that you believe from spirit. Were you touched? Did you have a dream about somebody? Did you feel like, there was an awareness or an epiphany? Take a second to think about the last time you received a message. Whether you knew who it was from or not, what is that message? What was it? Now, think long and hard. What did that message feel like to you? Did it feel like it was coming from a higher source? Did it feel like it was coming from a loved one who passed away? What did that message feel like to you? And really think about what that message was, too. Every different being will come to you in a different sense. And this is one of the things that I always try to get across to clients and to individuals who have this level of curiosity. You have to understand that what you feel, the sensations you will get from a loved one who's passed on, is completely different than the sensations you will get from an angelic being, and completely different from the sensations that you will get as a goddess, from a goddess or a god or an ascended master or even an ancestor. Each one has a different feeling. And what I mean by feeling is that your senses, your five senses, you know, touch, hearing, and seeing, and all your five senses, you know, you will pick up on it. You will sense. You will receive that message with your senses in different ways. For example, when I pull an angelic message and it's coming from an angel, there is no other feeling. You know, there's no feeling of distress. There's no feeling of chaos. The feeling that I always get, the way I sense an angelic presence, is pure light. Pure light, pure joy, pure positivity. It's almost like working a long, hard day and then slipping into a bath, and you just relax and you feel like, oh my gosh, this feels great. That is how an angelic presence feels. They feel very, very positive, very, very light. Not that the other ones don't, but angelic presences are purity. They very much are. They're no-nonsense, business-like, here's your message. You know, they're here to deliver. And they do it with such uplifting energy, positivity, and light. Now, with a spirit or somebody who is either an ancestor or somebody who's passed on, the feeling is quite different. You might actually sense that feeling of hot or cold. You might actually pick up not only the message in a sense of emotion, whether it's a good message or it's a warning or something that kind of gives you this emotional sensation, but you might pick up a wave of emotion with an ancestor or spirit. Every time a spirit connects to me, I feel emotions, whether it's joy or happiness or confusion on that spirit's end, or a warning, I kind of feel like off my toes, so to speak. You know, with spirits, with past loved ones, with ancestors, they were human souls. You know, they were all human souls, and they have human emotions. And they will connect with you on a human emotional level so that you will not only understand that message and you receive that message, but that is the way that they can connect and relate to you. Now, guides kind of come through the same way. But whereas a spirit or an ancestor kind of gives you the message and backs off to a point, a spirit guide is going to be a little bit more pushy. And that message will become repetitive. It will. You ever notice that voice in the back of your head? Don't go there. Don't do that. What are you doing? Don't turn left. Why are you doing that? You know it's going to be wrong. You know it's not going to work out. Those are your guides. Your guides are meant to keep you on your path no matter what. That is why you have them. They're here to help you stay on your path. They're here to help you accomplish your purpose. And they're here to help you stay on the path of enlightenment or awareness. So they will be a little bit more pushy. You also have to understand that guides really don't have time frames. And sometimes you have to literally sit your spirit guides down for a powwow and go, look, I appreciate the messages, I receive the messages, I accept the messages, but your timing is off. I can't tell you how many times I've actually gotten a message from one of my spirit guides where I'm like, this doesn't even apply yet, but I do accept it. When it does apply, I do it. But sometimes their timing is a little bit off, or they're pushy to the point because they're not on a time frame and they want to get that message across. But guides kind of have this elevated feeling. You don't get so much as an emotion from them as much as spirits, you know, as much as you'll get emotion and you'll also get this purity about them too. It kind of comes with a punch is the way I say it. So let's take a look at what I've said so far. For example, my great-grandma, she's been passed since I was 14 years old. When she comes through or when she tries to get my attention, I will know it's her for several different ways because I'm picking up so many different sensations. How she felt to me when she was alive, maybe her smell, maybe I hear her voice. I'm getting flooded with different emotions, confusion or love, you know, so many different things come through. That is a spirit. That is a spirit who is passed on. If I am getting a message from one of my guides, that message will be very clear, very precise, and it will come through with a punch or a push because my guide wants me to hear that message. I may get an emotional sensation, but not as much as I kind of get that nudge, almost like somebody standing behind you pushing you, going, go do this, do this, do this. So that is the difference. Now, when you get a message from an ascended master, those are higher spiritual beings as well. Jesus, Kuan Yin, if you study the White Brotherhood, ascended masters were people who were here on earth and they passed on and their souls ascended. You know, they're prophets and those who really affected humanity. So, those spirits definitely come through, and when they do, the best way I can describe it is almost like a breath of cool air. When an ascended master comes through, it is like a breath of cool air. You know it's a higher being. You know that they have a higher message, and their messages are not going to be on your day-to-day life. This is a message that you need to consider for your whole lifetime or your whole awareness or your whole purpose or your whole soul. You know, and that is also the difference. Guides and loved ones will give you messages on your day-to-day life, your day-to-day activities, so forth and so on. Angels, excuse me, who come through with that purity, and ascended masters who come through with that fresh air and that cool wind of purpose, their messages are higher. And then you take a step even higher. And this is God or goddesses or gods. And their messages will not only come through very, very concrete, very much with purpose, but it may be a dream. A lot of times it's a sensation that you are not feeling like yourself. The message is coming through almost in a channeling sense. You don't feel like you're having an out-of-body experience. You feel like you're being taken over to receive a message, or maybe you're kind of pushed to the side in your body to receive the message. These messages pack a powerful punch. And once again, they're on a soul level or a soul purpose level. They're there to make a point and get the point across. So each, spirit, in a sense, will come through with a different way of delivering the message. And they will feel completely different to you as well. You know, be open to any messages that come through for spirit, because if spirit is taking the time to give you a message, then it's very important. It really is. No matter how big or small that message is, it's still important, and it's specific and important to you. One of the things that I always like to remind people is that we as souls are constantly evolving. We are constantly evolving, whether we are reincarnating and evolving on this earth, or we are reincarnating and evolving elsewhere. We are constantly in a state of evolution. And in order to keep us on that path and to keep us on our purpose for that state of evolution, spirit is what comes in and helps us. Whether it's our loved ones or angels or whoever it may be for you, spirit steps in to help us stay on that path of evolution, that path of enlightenment, that path of purpose. And the more open-minded we are, the more accepting we are of those particular messages, and the more opening we are to the awareness of it, the more we will stay on that path of enlightenment, the more we will stay on that path of purpose, and the more our souls will evolve. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, well, I don't feel like I'm on my path of purpose, or my path sucks. I can't tell you how many clients have told me that. My path just sucks. The things in my life are not going good. It sucks. You have to remember that each path is very, very different. And I actually went over this with a client a couple weeks ago. She brought up the notion that she wanted to have a very good life, that she wanted to be able to do the things that she wanted in her life, that she wanted to have the wealth to do it in her life, and that she was comparing herself to others around her. Well, why is so-and-so happy? Why is so-and-so married with children? Why is so-and-so got money or rich? You know, she even started to compare herself to celebrities. Well, why do they get to be celebrities? Why do they get to have that much money? Why do they get to live that glamorous life? And the first thing that I brought up to her is that everybody's path is different. It is not that you cannot achieve greater within your lifetime. It is that sometimes you have to work with what you have in front of you first. You have to understand that in your path of purpose or your soul of evolution, you are here to learn a set of life lessons. You have a set of life lessons you are meant to learn here during this lifetime. And those life lessons are going to come in specific ways because spirit is designed to give them to you that way. And I always kind of get the impression that the first time the life lesson comes about, it's a little like an anthill. And the more you ignore it or the more you don't pay attention to it, that anthill can grow into a small mound and then the hill, and then it can become as large as a mountain. The more you redirect yourself not to face a life lesson, the worse it's going to hit you. It's going to keep coming back until you get through that process. Excuse me. The more time it takes, sometimes you'll get another life lesson on top of it. So now instead of working with just one, now you're working on two. And you keep building them up to where now you got a slab. Now you got a stack of life lessons. And that actually happens in readings where I will pull out my cards and I will go, holy crap, you're pulling out of 78 cards, you're pulling 12 of my majors. You're pulling 12 different life lessons here. You're really at a point where you're really getting hit hard by life lessons. But your lifetime is designed to achieve these life lessons. And by achieving these life lessons, you have the room and you have the potential to achieve everything you want within this lifetime. You do. The universe doesn't say no. It is us that stops ourselves from achieving the things that we really want to accomplish because we feel like we don't deserve them, or we feel like we have not worked hard enough for them, or we come up with a million different excuses in our minds of why we can't have this, or why I can't have that better paying job. I don't deserve it. My boss told me I don't work hard enough. I can't be a millionaire. I don't even know what I would do with the money. And you know, that's, I don't have that opportunity. We all have opportunity. We just choose to knock ourselves down a couple of pegs rather than face the reality that we could actually have it. But you have to understand that life lessons will knock you down. Life lessons are not always a walk in the park, and they're not always easy. If we had everything easy in our lives, we wouldn't appreciate anything. And that's why life lessons are put into place. Every single lifetime that you have, you are receiving a set of life lessons. True enlightenment is learning all the dynamics of humanity, all the life lessons of the soul. To be able to literally say, I have learned all, and yet I am still learning more. And those are what ascended masters do. They have learned all, and yet they are up there playing the role of ascended masters, helping us on our levels and our paths, and still learning more. So spirits come to us to help, and they help us on our path of purpose. But if you're listening to this right now and you're at home, you know, struggling with paying your bills or struggling with a health issue, or you feel alone because you don't have love, remember that you are going through a particular life lesson designed for you in this lifetime. It is nothing that you cannot achieve. It is nothing that spirit cannot help you with. They are there to help. You have to ask. And you have to ask for that guidance and understand that that is one of their major purposes of being here, to keep you on your path, to keep you moving forward, to keep you learning, and to keep your soul growing. So my answer to that client when she said, you know, she compared herself to others, you really can't. You cannot compare yourself to others. Not only does it not work, but the thing about it is that your life will be completely unique and different from somebody else's. And the next time you're sitting there going, well, I want to be a celebrity, or I want to be famous, or I want to have $1 million. Not only do you have the right to achieve those things, but if you're sitting there comparing yourself to Jennifer Lawrence, or you're sitting there comparing yourself to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, or you're sitting there comparing yourself to that author that you want to be, remember that their life path is uniquely designed for them. It's not that you cannot achieve those things. It's that you don't know what they're going through. Maybe that author is a well-known author, but behind closed doors, if they don't publish this book, they'll be broke. Or maybe that celebrity has been dealing with depression, or maybe, you know, that person that you admire and so forth is alone, and they feel like they cannot hold a stable relationship because of their fame. You know, everybody deals with different things. So comparing yourself to others, A, involves judgment, which spirit doesn't allow for, and B, you're not going to accomplish by comparison. It just doesn't work that way. So if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in with me, Courtney Overfield, in my show, Unveiling the Psychic Truth. I'm always live the first Tuesday of the month, you know, doing my show. You can visit my website, divinetemperance.com. You can check out, you know, my Facebook page, Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. Contact me by email at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com or call me at 313-516-8210. I know that this is a worldwide network. I do phone readings, so you're welcome to book a phone reading with me. And in the process of talking about angels and spirit guides, I actually do want to bring up my product line. And this is one of the things I really wanted to discuss because most people do not know about my product line and that I hand make it and I do it myself. And they don't know the story of how it came to be. several years ago, I co-owned a business, and I made candle kits and powders and so forth and so on, and I really poured my heart and soul into it. And I remember really, really wanting to create a line that was very unique, and I wanted to work with angels. And I wanted to work with goddesses, because goddesses have always been something that has really influenced me. I've worked with several different goddesses over the years and so forth. And it just came about that when I was working on this product line with that business, it just didn't feel right. I kept hearing, no, don't do it right now. It's not the right time and so forth. So I listened to Spirit, and I backed off, and I did not create that goddess product line at that point in time. And I believe it was about a year later I actually left that business. So I started from scratch. I started out on my own, me, myself, and I. And I was at a point in my life where I knew that I wanted to have my own business with just me, myself, and I, and I really wanted to work on me. I wanted to explore my potential and explore my possibilities, and explore who I was, not only as a business owner, but as somebody who was influencing the community and working with clients and helping. You know, I loved owning a storefront, and I'm sure in the future I will own a storefront again. I'm actually pretty positive on that front. It is a goal of mine. But being an independent business owner, working with yourself, allows you to have the creativity, the flexibility, and the capability to do a lot. Because it's just me, myself, and I, in my free time, instead of running a storefront, I have the ability to work on product lines and so forth. For example, I have stone grids and pendulums that I hand make, and prayer bead necklaces, and malas, and dream catchers. You know, I have different lines of things that I create, and I have the freedom to do that. But after I went out on my own and I created Divine Temperance, I felt inspired to work with those goddesses again. And I pulled that product line out, and I redid it. I worked on it for several months, coming up with the tags and the labels and exactly how it was going to flow and how it was going to work. And even though I had started off with 12 original goddesses, I added the 13th, which was Temperance. And now I have a product line of 13 different candle kits that not only allow you to help you manifest exactly what you're looking for in your life, you know, money, love, sex, pregnancy, stress relief, ending addiction, healing, you name it, I got a kit for it. But they were named after 13 different goddesses, and they have 13 angelic correspondences. And every time I sit down and I hand make one of these kits, because yes, I do, I hand make them, and it's me. I mix every herbal blend, I put them together, you know, I work on the tags. You know, once in a while, friends will help me kind of bag them, so to speak, but I'm the one who mixes all of the ingredients and does it during the certain times and so forth. There's so much energy that goes into them, and there's so much love and light that I put into them. But they help you connect to that particular goddess or that particular angel or to receive that particular outcome. But I was inspired by Spirit. It didn't matter to me that, you know, maybe I didn't have the money to do it. And it didn't matter to me that I wasn't trying to get my product in, you know, every store in Michigan or every store globally. It didn't matter to me that maybe nobody would like this, or nobody would use it, or people wouldn't feel inspired by it, or they wouldn't connect with it. What mattered to me was that I was delivering the message of Spirit, that I was listening to spirits and my guides and all of those higher beings, and I was following through with that message, that I was being guided to do so, and I was putting their energy to the forefront in a product that people could use. I will tell you, I've had that product for over a year now. It'll be 2 years in March, and it's doing very, very well. And if you're interested in looking at any of my kits, you can go to divinetemperance.com. They're all there, and I do ship. And you can take a look at my product. And the same with my Archangel sands. I was inspired to do my Archangel sands. I have 7 different sands based on Archangels, and you can mix them with herbs and candles, and you can mix them with oils or infuse it, you know, put them in a bowl with your crystals. You know, they have so many different uses. My Archangel Michael one is most popular. A lot of people like to grab a couple bags of that, and they like to sprinkle it around their house for protection. So, you know, I was guided by spirit to do these things. But if you're also looking to connect with a specific angel or goddess, then my product line might help you. But there's so many different ways to do that. You know, people forget that archangels have specific crystals that work with them. Goddesses have crystals that connect to them. There's specific crystals out there that can help you connect to higher beings and open your intuition. Mystic Merlinite, Moldavite, a lot of your quartzes, things along those lines. You know, there's so many different ways to connect, and you can use a tool to do so. So if there's a certain being you want to connect with, or maybe you want to work with a particular angel, you can meditate, you can pull that angel forward, you can ask for their presence and their guidance. But in the same sense, maybe you get, you know, a piece of quartz to help you connect with Michael. Or maybe you get a piece of aventurine to help you connect with Raphael. Or maybe you want to work with Temperance, the goddess of patience, and you get a piece of fluorite to help you with that. So don't forget that tools, those tools that you see, those stones, those herbs, those candles, can help you connect too. And sometimes we just like that validation that we did something physical on this plane to connect to spirit. A lot of people love physical validation to be able to help them. But if you're ever curious, do some research. And if you're really curious and you can't find what you're looking for, feel free to contact me and I can always give you recommendations. One of the fun things that I was doing over the weekend is I had this group of people who kept coming up to my booth at this festival or this fair that I was at. And they really liked my kit. They really liked them. And one of the gentlemen had asked me, like, do you recommend? Like, can you connect with your kits and actually tell me which one I need? And I said, yeah, I do that all the time for clients. You know, a client will come in and go, I don't know which one to use. Can you tell me which one to use? And after a reading, I'll make recommendations or my kits will kind of speak to me. And it's almost like the goddesses or the angels are stepping forward and going, hi, I'm here to work for that person. They need me. They need my guidance or my presence. So I recommended for him, and 3 more of his friends came forward. So it was actually a lot of fun because, you know, they were listening to my recommendations, and they were saying, oh, my gosh, yes, that's exactly what I need. To the point where the last woman who actually got a couple of my products, of my candle kits, she did not take my recommendation, and she walked away, and she came back 5 minutes later asking if she could switch out the kit for my recommendation because she felt like spirit delivered that message on purpose, and my recommendation was right, and she felt so driven by spirit to come back and switch it out so she could get the right one that I had recommended because spirit gave me that message for her. So you might feel driven to work with a different spirit or a different angel and so forth. There is a purpose. And even if you don't understand it right now, you will understand it in the long run. That is the beauty of the universe. The universe might give us a message that makes no sense to us, that we're sitting there going, I don't understand. Or, no, that doesn't apply to me. Or, no, that doesn't make any sense. But it will. It may not now, but it will in the long run, and that's something to keep in mind. So lastly, because I know we have about 20 minutes left in the show, I want to cover the opposite end of the spectrum. I know that there's so many movies that are coming out now about channeling, and you know, there's so many psychic shows, and you know, we're moving happily towards Halloween. I know all of you guys are out there groaning right now. No, I want summer to last forever. Yes, I'm one of those quirky people who are like, no, I'm good. I like summer, but Halloween is my favorite holiday. Actually, just seen all these social media posts about people are saying that they're already coming out with Halloween decorations, and you know they're groaning. You know, we want summer to last, and if you're in local to Michigan right now, you know we're getting hit with summer. It's you know the last several weeks it's been in the 80s and 90s. I actually have a friend who's up here from Florida. And I asked her, I said, did you bring the heat with you? She goes, I know. She goes, here in Michigan, it's 80, 90 degrees. She goes, but in Florida, where I'm from, it's 70. Go figure. So I think that she kind of brought the heat with her. So we're getting a really good douse of summer up here in Michigan. But the thing about it is we're also having trouble getting rain. Everything, if you look outside, even I'm looking outside my window right now, everything is brown. It's not. Not exactly what we were hoping for, but summer will stick. I have a really big feeling that we're also going to have a little bit of an Indian summer too. But you know, moving forward, there's so much you know in the way of channeling and you know these Ouija board movies and so forth and so on. And I get the question all the time with Ouija boards. You know, do you use them or do you not? I don't personally use Ouija boards. I really don't feel the urge to do so. But if you own a Ouija board and you're going to use it, then you need to protect yourself. You have to imagine that the veil between our world and theirs is this fog or this wall or this mist. And when you use a Ouija board, what you're doing is you're opening up that wall, you're opening up that door, and you're just saying, hi, how are you? And anything and everything can walk through that door if you're not properly protected. And if you're not doing it, you know, you're not salting, doing a salt, you're not sitting in a salt circle and you're not saging and so forth and so on. Now, will it happen every single time? Will you pull something negative every single time? No. But the potential for it is there. And why take the risk? Because if you get something negative, then you're going to be calling someone like me to get rid of it. And when a negative spirit or entity comes through, it's no walk in the park. You know, they can make us feel depressed, suicidal. They'll bring out the worst in us. You know, it's not a joke, and they're not here to play. They're here to play with you, but you won't find it innocent, and you won't like the result. So if you're going to play with a Ouija board, make sure you're sitting in a salt circle. Make sure that you're asking only spirits to come through that are of love and light and purity. Make sure that you are very highly protected. Now, if you do happen to pull something negative, seek out a professional immediately. If you don't know how to get rid of it or you're struggling with it, and don't burn the Ouija board. I can't tell you how many times clients are like, well, I'll just burn the board. Let me ask you a question. Would you burn down your front door? If you burned down your front door, what would happen? There'd be absolutely nothing stopping anybody from coming through your front door and hijacking your television and your PlayStation and your phone for Pokemon Go. You wouldn't burn down your front door. And burning a Ouija board is like burning the front door. Instead, what you want to do is you want to bury that board, because now not only are you slamming that door and saying, nope, I don't want it, but you're burying that door so that door cannot be opened up again. You're an earth energy. The ground grounds out anything. Earth is neutral. It's neither black nor white. Well, that was very interesting. My phone just hung up on me. I wasn't even touching it. So that just goes to show you that there's some spirits in the room going, we hear you. we hear what you're saying. So sorry about that, guys. But what I was saying is yeah, we're fighting for the greater good here. So continue to fight for that greater good. If you have any questions about today's subject material topic, feel free to contact me, divinetemperance.com. You know, go to my Facebook page, Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. My phone number is 313-516-8210, or you can email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. If you're local to Michigan, I will be teaching some stone classes coming up in August. I'm also going to be teaching a moon ritual and manifestation class, I believe in September, and those dates are already set, and it's $40 for the classes, and it's two-hour classes. So if you're interested in my upcoming classes, get a hold of me. I can point you in the right direction. I'm always doing psychic parties and events and so forth, and it looks like I might actually be back out in Mount Clemens in August. So if you are local to Michigan and you are hearing this and you would like to join me, I believe the fair is, I want to say the 26th, 27th, 28th, but you can always check out Mount Clemens Gibraltar Trade Center or stay tuned on my Facebook and I will post those dates, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that event again, and I would love to see you. I would love to meet you, and I would love to help you. What I would like to leave you guys with today, remember that we're always consistently being guided by spirit. A spirit always has a purpose, and spirit is here for us. And just because you're feeling down, or you're feeling blue, or you're feeling low, or maybe you're stressed, or you have so much anxiety, remember that spirit is always working for a higher purpose. And they're working for our greater purpose. You know, and always ask your spirits to help. I remember a few months ago, I was dealing with a lot of pain. I have a chronic illness and or chronic disease, and I was dealing with a lot of physical pain. And I asked Raphael to step forward and help. But what I didn't ask Raphael to do was step forward and heal. And it was that moment when I stepped forward and said, hey, I want you to step forward and help me. Help me heal. Help me find this relief. Help me find a way to relieve my body of this pain. That those messages came through. So make sure you're always asking, and you're asking in the right form or fashion. There's nothing wrong with connecting with spirit. You yourself are a spirit, and there is nothing wrong with enjoying the messages. Don't be afraid of what you'll receive. Be open to it. Be open to the awareness and the enlightenment that you will achieve with it. My best recommendation is to do research. Meditation is a great way to do it. But working with stones and crystals and candles and herbs and incenses and so forth is also a way to do it. And there's so much out there that can help you. You know, feel blessed, feel positive. And if you have any questions or concerns or you need any help, feel free to contact me. I have absolutely no problem answering any questions related on today's material or today's subject material and in helping you follow your path and achieve your enlightenment and be open to your awareness. On behalf of myself and my business, Divine Temperance, I also want to wish everyone a happy Lammas, or in the Wiccan tradition, or the pagan tradition, yesterday, today, depending on how you look at the calendar, we are celebrating the calendar holiday of Lammas, which is the recognition of being thankful. We are moving into a time of harvest. We're harvesting the corn and the wheat and the berries and the vegetables. Everything's coming into fruition. So take a moment today, tomorrow, whenever you hear this, moving into this fall season, into the end of summer, to be thankful for the things that you have. The roof over your head, the air in your lungs, the health, you know, your family, your friends. Everyone has something to be thankful for. And also feel free to ask. With harvest comes blessings, and with blessing comes desire, and with desire comes manifestation. So ask for the things that you would like. Also, tonight is a new moon, I believe. And today is a really awesome day to ask for cleansing, asking for purification, asking to clean out the dark and bring on the light. So if there's some things that you need to clear out, or if you need a situation to change for the positive, then today is an awesome day to do so. So I want to wish you all a very happy August. Enjoy. You know, I've always liked August. It's my husband's birthday month. But it's a great time of year. Enjoy the summer, the rest of the summer. Get out there, swim, ground yourself in some earth before fall comes. And I will be back on the air next month on September the 6th at 10 a.m. So stay tuned for my next episode. And if you want to listen to my other shows in the archive, definitely go to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And also check out all the other amazing hosts on there. There's so many different amazing hosts on there that do so many different shows and so forth. And I know that we have a lot of new hosts that signed on board too. So awesome. We're grateful. We're happy. But check out Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, blessed be.